Right now, we'll bring in Pat Pagano. So how was your Veterans Day, Pat?
It was relatively quiet, pretty quiet. Not too much to worry about as compared to today. Yours truly has to head over to the dental surgeon at 1 o'clock. So a little nervous, but I should be okay.
You know, I went home yesterday, and at lunchtime I made myself a salad. The lettuce had been open for a day or two. I had a salad a couple of days ago. And about 2 o'clock, I started feeling queasy. And then by like 3:30, 4 o'clock, I was just so sick and weak, I actually went to bed at 4:30. And I ended up getting up around 9 o'clock at night and felt 100% better. So I've got a feeling I'm going to stop it. Once I open up a package of lettuce, if I don't eat it right then when it's open, it's going out. It's going out to the recyclables. Not the recyclables, composting. Because that's what it had to be. It had to be that. There's, you know, I didn't have anything else. I had Italian dressing on it, and I had some green peppers, and some croutons. So it really, it sounds like it was a lettuce to me.
Interesting you said that. About, it must have been about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I started feeling lousy, and my yoga class was scheduled for 4, and I have the option to go into the gym or doing it virtual, and I wasn't feeling good like you, and my stomach was bothering me. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to do this virtual. So I did it virtual, but even during that class, I was feeling very, very warm, like I just wasn't feeling good. And for a while afterwards, I wasn't. And I fell asleep like you did, but only for a half hour. And when I woke up, I felt at least 90% better. Now, I didn't have salad, so what do you contribute that to?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was really weird. I mean, I really just felt so miserable that I didn't even want to sit up in a chair. You know what I mean? I just wanted to lie down.
Lie down, right. Yeah, same here. And I'm thinking, well, it padded nerves because you're nervous about today.
Yeah, it might be.
But you don't have anything to be nervous about, so I don't know.
I'm positive it was the lettuce. Yeah. And it wasn't bad lettuce, but, you know, you can't, when you open up things, like, normally I just buy a head of, like, a romaine or a head of iceberg, but I bought, this was a package of bagged romaine. And so I opened it up 2 days ago, like I said, and I had a salad. So I think I'm going to steer away from that. I don't think, you know, it's not the store's fault or anything like that. I just don't think it stays well, the bagged lettuce like that. So, but anyway, well, I'm looking at the radar, Pat, and I see a whole bunch of precipitation to our west.
Right. And a lot of that is going to be sliding to our west. Because all of it right now is moving from south to north. In time, we will see some heavy downpours. You could even see a thunderstorm. And then all of this should be moving out, I would say, shortly after lunchtime. And then things will clear. We'll be in the low 60s. And tonight behind that front, clear and chilly, 35 to 40. Another front comes in Saturday. We start with sun, it clouds up, showers in the afternoon. Not like today, but there will be showers in the mid-50s. Partly sunny for Sunday, low 50s, and then a little bit of light rain on Monday, 45 to 50. Again, you know, higher elevations in the Catskills to the Berkshires, may see a little wet snow with that. But whatever we do get on Monday is going to be very, very light. So just nuisance stuff. And then we're back to fair and cool weather on Tuesday.
And do we see any more warm-ups, or are we now into the colder weather now for the duration?
No, I still think that we'll have periodic mildly trends. So no doubt about it.
So you think we're going to have another Indian summer, because we had a heavy frost already, so we had one Indian summer.
Yeah, well, it's not out of the question. It's definitely not out of the question. I don't see patterns like we had years and years ago, where, once it gets cold, it stays cold for, you know, a month and a half. I just do not see that at all. Maybe I'll be surprised, but right now I don't. The longer range computer models have been waffling back and forth with Thanksgiving. One run, it's going to be mild. The next run, it's going to be cold. The next run, a little rain or snow. So they're back and forth. Right now, this morning's models are suggesting that it's going to be cold for Thanksgiving.
Now, speaking about Thanksgiving, are you cooking this year, or are you going someplace?
No, cooking.
Have you got your turkey yet?
No.
I would get your turkey ahead of time, a little bit ahead of time. Because this year, with the supply chain and everything like that, you just don't know. And I always purchase a sounds terrible, but a fresh killed turkey, and I get it at Le Bon's. And so I'm going to put my order in later on today, just to make sure I have one, because like everything else, you just don't know how the supply chain is going to go. Not that there's a shortage of turkeys, but you know everything else on delivery has been kind of wacky. So,
I agree with you. And, personally, it wouldn't bother me if I didn't have turkey on Thanksgiving. I could easily be happy with a nice tray of lasagna.
You know, you're right. I could deal with lasagna, and I could also deal with a nice cut of a standing rib roast. But, with my diet and everything like that, I don't think I could handle having a piece of rib roast. I think it would upset my stomach too much. I do eat meat, but I don't eat meat like that. You know, I eat hamburger meat. I eat like a flat iron steak that you can slice into small pieces and put into dishes. But I don't think I could sit down, and even though I love a big piece of prime rib, I don't think I could deal with that. So you know what? I'm going to put lasagna on the back burner there. I might consider that, because I make my own lasagna. It's not a hard thing to make, and you know what? The leftovers hang around just as long as the turkey.
Oh yeah, and they are just as. Sometimes the leftovers are better than the actual dinner.
Well, the nice thing about lasagna leftovers is it solids up a lot more.
Correct.
And so when
it's not sloppy, right?
Yeah. So when you reheat it, it stays together, and you can serve so many things with lasagna. You can serve salad. You can serve. You know, there's so many other different things you can serve with. That's not a bad idea, Pat.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad I could be helpful.
One of these days, I'll get you to try some corned beef.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. You're the only person I've ever met who's never tried corned beef on rye with a little bit of mustard.
No, haven't. I think it'll do a number on me if I did.
Well,
and maybe a lot of it is psychological. I have no tolerance for, meat is okay, and chicken's okay, but get out of that and you go to pork and lamb and veal. My system just doesn't handle it well at all.
It's funny, with pork, the only way I can eat pork if it's pulled and shredded. And I'm not saying it doesn't have to be barbecue, it has to be pulled or shredded. That's the only way I can eat pork. I do like lamb, but only once in a while, because it's a very sweet, to me, sweet-tasting meat, almost like venison. But pork, the only way I can eat pork is have it shredded.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny. And I can't even do that.
And chicken, you give me a rotisserie chicken, I can eat rotisserie chicken.
That's not a problem. Yeah.
I can eat that. But if I order chicken parmesan, it's got to be sliced so thin, and it's normally not. So yeah, I got a lot of quirks about what I can eat and what I can't eat, and it's just the way it is. So anyway, this weekend, I'm glad Sunday looks like it's going to be a nice day, right?
Sunday should be okay. It's going to be cool, but at least, you know, no rain in the forecast.
My sister passed away about almost a year ago, and we finally have a date now, because COVID restrictions are so lax. We're on Sunday in between 2 and 4 at the Interlake, and we're having a, a little service for her and a ceremony. And if anybody out there is listening and they knew my sister and they want to stop by for a few minutes, you're more than welcome to. It's going to be in between 2 and 4. But, it's, you know, what COVID was just what it did this year, Pat, is so strange. You know, my sister's birthday would be coming up about a week after this. But so we're going to finally have that service. So I'm looking forward to a nice day on Sunday, a nice Sunday.
Well, it should be, yeah. It should be just fine. So that's great.
Well,
I'm glad that worked out.
I want you to get through today A-OK, first of all. Don't worry too much.
Thank you.
And take the weekend to relax as much as you can.
Yeah, I will. And I will, I'll see you on Monday. By the way, our short-term Jamie Simpson will be biting the dust.
Why?
He needs to find more in the way of full-time employment. And, of course, we don't have that here. So there'll be a new gentleman joining us down the road. I don't know when, but his name is Dan Henry, and I think you'll like him, too.
All right. Well, so long, Jamie. It was nice while it lasted.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Pat, have a good weekend, and good luck today.
Thanks, Marshall. Take care.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.